America weekend.
No crew. How are we gonna get out of this one?
We will find hope in the impossible.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Star Trek Beyond.
Star Trek is celebrating its 50th anniversary, so it's difficult to avoid getting all warm and fuzzy about it. There have been 6 different television series with another one on the way and 13 total films in the franchise, this being the third in the reboot cycle. Some of the movies have been quite good, some not so hot. In fact, I didn't like 2013's Into Darkness much at all. But Star Trek Beyond hits most of the notes just right, and if things feel a bit creaky after all these years, at least they remembered to focus on the human element a bit more after all the Indiana Jones-like hijinks from the last time around. Oh, there's still plenty of action and special effects. They've even worked in some motorcycle stunts. What I really liked, though, was the emotional interplay, especially the bond exhibited between Chris Pine's Kirk and Zachary Quinto's Spock. Plus, there's tribute given to the late Leonard Nimoy, who appeared in the last 2 installments as Spock Prime, and the recently deceased Anton Yelchin, who was given wonderful moments as young Pavel Chekhov. Justin Lin's direction is strong, and there's a superb women's role given to Sofia Boutella as Jayla. For a film that flaunts the word beyond, there's really nothing much new here, but it's as comfortable as a pair of well-worn slippers. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark, we'll be back next week. To anti-back or not to anti-back? That is the clean, hygienic question. All right, I know, I'm really just butchering Shakespeare, but it's an important thing. Do you use those antibacterial cleansers? I do. Maybe I've become a slave to them. Right now in my pocket, I have a tiny little bottle of, is it the store? It's a store brand. Came out of a local supermarket. You know, the big one is Purell. This is the store brand. Still works. It's lemon scent because I need to smell good. And it kills 99.99% of germs. That 0.01% must be a real pain in the neck to get a hold of. But anyway, so do you use these things? Have you heard some of these studies? Oh, you can't use them. No, because you're going to create this super bug, which will be like Godzilla back in the 430 movie when you were 10 years old, and it will take over the world. I like being clean. Don't know about you. I have one in my car, the big one, you know, with the pump. Put it right there in the cup holder, so if I use an ATM, if I touch money, I clean my hands. Why wouldn't I want to clean my hands? Isn't it amazing? I know somebody who is sick often through the cold and flu season. This person will purchase food, fast food, delivered food, whatever, and will touch money, and then will literally just go from touching the money to opening the sandwich, touching it, and eating it. Let's think for a moment, folks. Think of money. Think of dollar bills. Think of all the places that money has been before it came to you. And there, too. That's right. It's quite unpleasant, and there it is in your hand. Change. Do you know where change has been? Coins. The back of drawers for 19 years. Inside pockets of clothing that hasn't been washed probably in 5 weeks. And where is the pocket of a pair of pants located? That's right. See what I mean, folks? So you need to be clean out there. Call me crazy, but when we pack our son's lunch for school every day and he goes with his sandwich and his juice box and the whole thing and his little thing of grapes, he also has a little antibacterial dispenser and he has a antibacterial wipe and a little baggie so he can properly clean himself. And here's why, folks. He'll touch, thousands of things and surfaces in schools every day. And he often tells us the story about his classmates, many of whom that go into the bathroom. They take care of business, either the minor business or, the major business, and they don't wash. I think it's a good idea to try to stay as clean as you can. Because when you really start to think about all of the surfaces out there, whenever it's ratings time, they don't do it as much as they did. But back in the heyday of 2020 and Dateline NBC and CBS tried one every 4 weeks. They all failed, but they would try it too. They would go out and they would swab ATM machines and the handrails on escalators and the buttons on elevators and payphones when we used to have payphones. And then they would analyze what was there, and they would find pretty much every dreaded disease known to mankind and all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to touch. And then that's what gets me. Somebody will go use an ATM, hold a handrail on an escalator, go up to the top level of the mall, take out some money, pay for it, and get this delicious looking sandwich, and then just touch it with those contaminated hands and eat it and send all those germs right down the hatch, headed to the old stomach. Then if you wonder why you're sluggish and you're sick all the time, that could be why. So the question, to anti-back or not to anti-back? The answer, as far as your humble host is concerned, a resounding yes. I gotta go wash my hands. And if that makes me a germaphobe, Howie Mandel, you and I are then brothers. That would be a good guess to get. Let's keep that in mind, folks. You know, if he's willing to talk about this, somebody make a note of that. All right, as we head to break here, stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm a clean Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.